We're bringing in a guy who wasn't stopped too much. How good did it feel to be back in action after sitting out against Cincinnati? The ribs looked okay tonight.
Yeah, it felt good, but you know, I'm not completely comfortable with the ribs, but you know, sometimes you have to play through pain in this game. But it felt pretty good.
How about your patience? You know what I like watching you run sometimes, Chris Ivory, is it might not be there right immediately, but you have the patience to bounce it, and your speed is so underrated. Where does that come from?
Something I always had, man. Sometimes, you know, a lot of stuff is overlooked, but, you know, I just went out there and played my game today and just showed what I've always had, and, you know, it just stood out a little bit more today, I think.
How about Chris Johnson? What you've seen from here, from him this summer, and he's got that trademark explosion down still. And you told me in the summer that you wanted to be more of a factor in the passing game, and we saw you get the ball as far as a receiver tonight, but CJ as well. And dynamic duo tonight. You guys, at one point in the second half, I had you for 150 combined yards out of the Jets' 292 yards of total offense.
Well, CJ is CJ, man. You know, he always plays good ball. But I think, you know, we both went out tonight and, you know, we executed. And when our numbers were called, we made something happen. And I think those explosive plays, you know, had a lot of momentum that was put on our side.
Gino, wow, he was effective out there tonight. 9 of 14 for 137 yards. And he continues to show that, hey, listen, if there's nothing downfield, he'll tuck that ball under and he'll run, won't he?
Yeah, Gino has, you know, a great speed. You know, I didn't think he liked to use it as much last year, but I think he's got more comfortable with the plays and his key reads, and he's just a lot quicker with his reads. So I think him being more comfortable with the offense is great, and allows him to play the game instead of thinking a lot.
But, Chris, a lot of things to build off, right? Because you guys were in control most of that first half. Both first units, I thought, played really well. And you guys were getting some rhythm going offensively, not only on the ground, but through the air as well, as we saw Jason Morrow make some contributions tonight. And then Eric Decker got in the end zone.
Yeah, I think rhythm is a big part of an offense. I think that helps with momentum as well. But we were definitely had a rhythm going. And once we got rolling, couldn't be stopped.
Well, great to see you. 33 back in the lineup tonight. Congrats, man.